Today is a 3 days retreat. The Kamathana, the meditation subject that I would like to share today is loving kindness meditation, Metta Bhavana. And those who know how to practice Anapanasati, you may want to continue your Anapanasati. But however, loving kindness meditation is a must in your daily life. So whether you like it or you do not like it, it is very helpful in your life. So today, I would like to share with you how to practice metta, loving kindness meditation. Okay. Metta, M-E-T-T-A, is Pali word. It means gentleness. Gentleness like a full moon. Every, you know, 15-day full moon night, we like to see the full moon because it is very serene. So this full moon is very gentle. It carries the meaning of metta. The other meaning of metta is friendliness. Friendly like a good friend. We like to be together with our good friend because we feel happy and pleasant. So metta give you happiness like a good friend give to you. Okay. So metta is also a kind, a sincere wish for yourself and for all sentient beings to be well and happy. So the practice of metta asks us to always have a wish, a good wish, a good will, a good wish for yourself and for others to be well and happy, free from mental suffering, free from physical suffering, and carry yourself happily in your life. This is a practice of metta. Some people may confuse metta with worldly love. They think that they have metta towards their family members, their sons and daughter, their spouse, wife and husband. So today I want to make it clear that the difference between metta and worldly love, or we call love with attachment. So worldly love, the love with attachment usually occur in your family. Let's say your son and daughter. Do you love them with control or without control? I'm sure you love them with control. You love them with possessiveness. They are my son only, not other people's son. This is called possessiveness. You love with control. You want them to behave the way you want. So you control them. Then also, you love them with entanglement. Entangle together. So when they get hurt, when your son or your spouse or your family member get hurt, you also emotionally affected. You cannot be indifferent. Because your love is with attachment. So this is called worldly love. So your love to your family members is with attachment, not the pure love without attachment. But metta is different. Metta is different. Metta is pure love without discrimination. Not because they are my family, therefore I love them. This is called with discrimination. Huh? Metta means to all beings, you have the same love. Whether you know them or not, whether they are animal or not, huh? Whether they are different races or not, you just love them without any discrimination. The love is pure and also without anything, without any expectation from them. You help them, but you don't ask for reward. It's just a genuine love, a love without discrimination, without expectation, without judgment, and without entanglement. This is called metta. Not easy, huh? Therefore, usually we do not send metta to our family first. Why? Because we mix up attached love with metta. So to make clear metta first, usually we don't do to our family. We do to our respectable teacher or our respectable friend first in order to make clear what is metta, what is attachment. Okay? So, metta also got its opposition, enemy. Metta's greatest enemy is anger. Anger has characteristic of burning, destructive, hate, then conflict and unhappiness. But metta is just opposite. Metta is soothing, happy, joy, serene, cooling. So the greatest enemy of metta is anger. This is the direct opposition. Anger is direct opposition of metta. So for those who have strong anger, Buddha said that cultivate loving kindness meditation, because loving kindness meditation directly opposed anger. And metta also bring a lot of benefit. Without this benefit, no one wants to practice metta. Because the world is taught about reward benefit. So let us go into detail what benefit you can get when you practice metta before I explain to you how to practice metta. Okay? First is you wake up happily. Second, you fall asleep happily and quickly. Nowadays, it's very difficult to have sound sleep. As the modern world, very strong, speedy pace, and so much stress. So it's not easy to sleep soundly and fall asleep quickly. So if you practice metta every night, and if you have good metta, then you wake up happily, sleep happily, and in between, no bad dreams. Okay? Number fourth benefit is you are liked by many people. If you do insurance, this will be very helpful for your business. If you do direct sales, also very useful for your business. Because people like you, people first think of you, buy business from you, get business from you, with you. So when you practice metta, because your mind always think of may other people be well and happy. So automatically you do it with smiling face, right? May you free from mental suffering, may you free from physical suffering. So you have very genuine love for others. So this will change your complexion. So because of your genuine love for others, then you will like by many people. And because of your metta, your complexion become very serene. However, if you practice metta simply because you want to get prosperous in your business, then I doubt the power of metta still work or not. So the power of metta must be without any motive in behind. So if you think, okay, the teacher say, metta can make my business very prosperous. So with this intention and you practice metta, then the power will be diminished, at least halved. But 50% still effective. There was a monk. He went for first day after practicing metta, he went for pintabat. Then he got a lot of alms food, a lot of food to eat. Then he was very surprised, how come I get so much food to eat? Then he reflect, oh, because I practice metta. Then second day, in order to get more food, so he practiced very hard metta before go pintabat. But on that day, he get much less than the first day. Why? Because now his metta is no more pure already. He radiates metta simply because he want to get more food. And so with selfish motive, then the power of genuine love is diminished. Okay? Another benefit is metta, because metta can purify your morality. Like we take 5 precepts or 8 precepts, right? So we're not harming other people. We don't kill, don't steal, don't tell lies, don't utter harsh speech to others. And all this is simply because when you have metta. Metta is kusala manokamma, wholesome mental state. And the world is lit by the mind. Mind is the forerunner. So if your mind is equipped or associated with pure love for other beings, automatically you will not kill, you will not tell lies, you will not steal other people's property. You will not have sexual misconduct with other people's wife or husband. And you will not make yourself drunk and break all the precepts. So metta is wholesome mental state that can purify your bodily action and verbal action. This is the benefit, another benefit for metta. Also, metta will, if you have strong metta, you will be protected by Deva. I think I have many stories show that sometimes I'm protected by Deva also. I want to share with you one story, which I was in New York. At that time, I arrived New York at night during winter season. So everywhere is snow. All the roof, all the house are covered by snow. So when I arrived in my devotee's house at night, and I spent a night there, second day morning, after breakfast, it is my practice to go out to have a walk. And also because America, the city is so nice and everything is so systematic, and you can admire a lot of flowers. So it's my habit to have a walk after my my breakfast. So at that time, I'm so forgetful because I arrive very late at night. I forget to ask my devotee's house number, and I forget to bring my telephone also. So I'm very happy walk, you know, with the snow. It's still some snowing, and everything is white. So I'm very happy walk here and there. After 1 hour, about 40 minutes, I feel very, very tired already because it's so cold. Then I want to go back my devotee's house. And suddenly I forget, what is the number? I don't know. I don't know the number of the house. Neither I have the telephone to call them. My goodness. How to go back? And I cannot keep walking because my energy almost gone. It's very cold. Huh? I also cannot stand still without moving. Then I will die in the frozen cold. So neither can walk nor stand still. And don't know how to go back. So what to do? At that time, can you put yourself into my shoes at that time? What will you do? Can you give me some suggestion? Huh? Pray. Okay, praying, okay. But all my life, I never pray one. It's not my habit to pray, so I forgot to pray. What else can I do? Huh? Ask for help. I don't know the house, don't know how to go back. I ask for help also, don't know where to look for my devotee. Don't know the telephone number, don't know the house. Huh? No phone. I don't bring up my phone. Go to police station also, have to find. Important, I need to get my devotee's contact. Otherwise, go to police station, don't know what to do also. You know, at that time also, because very few car passed by, I also forget to ask help from others. The house all same, all covered by snow. Yes, I try to use my memory to remember which house I come out. Huh? So suddenly I feel, this house is almost like my house. So I quickly go and knock. Then I see a white coming out, so I quickly run away because my devotee is not a white, so I know it's not. I cannot do like that. I cannot go and disturb every houses. So at that time, I say that I give up lah. I don't know what to do already. I give up. Then I tell myself, if I have to die today, I will die. If my lifespan is not expired yet, I will not die. Only such a thought come to my mind because I don't know what to do already. Huh? If I have to die today, let me die. If I cannot die today, I will not die. That's all. So after this thought appeared in my mind, I just calm down. Huh? Do not feel panic anymore. And suddenly, a car stopped in front of me. Oh, I was very shocked. Then the car, how they call? Window, wipe down the window. And I see my owner, the owner of the house. I was so shocked. I said, you come and save me. I asked him, are you coming to save me? He said, no, I just passed by only. I want to send my daughter to school. I pass by and see you stand there. I think the Deva sent him to save me. The Deva sent him to save me. That's why if you have metta, you're protected by Deva. And if you have to die today, you have to die. If your lifespan is not expired yet, you will never die. I have another incident in my house. Get on fire. So the fire go up to my kuti already. But my lifespan is not exhausted yet, so I will not die. So this is how practice metta. If you want more deva to protect you, practice metta. So when you are in danger, the deva will come and save you. You can pray for your deva to come and save you. But I forget to pray on it. I'm not a person. I don't know how to pray one. I believe in my own good karma already. I don't pray. Okay? Okay, so deva protect you. Another benefit is you will be protected by, you will not be harmed by poison or weapon. If your metta is very strong, so when you meet with danger, you will not harm by poison and any weapon, because time is not enough. Otherwise, I will tell you all story. Okay. Then you easily get another benefit is you easily get concentration, because metta bhavana is concentration practice. So you easily get concentration. So during dying moment, which we have a lot of concern, you know, how to die peacefully. So during dying moment, you can enter into metta jhana, or you can meditate metta. If you enter into metta jhana, then you will be reborn in your next existence, reborn as Brahma. But if you cannot enter into metta, you remain practice metta while dying, you will reborn in good existence, in deva or in human realm. So all these are the benefits that you can get if you practice loving kindness meditation. Okay, now how to practice loving kindness meditation. Okay. First, before practice loving kindness meditation, we should think of the danger of anger first. Because anger is direct enemy for metta. So you think, how bad is the anger? Only then you will appreciate metta. Anger bring bad health to oneself. One of my devotees in Canada, he got cancer. She got cancer. When she was cured by cancer, she discovered that her husband got another woman while she was under medication. So she gets so angry with her husband. You know, when I got cancer, you got another woman outside. You know, so she got so much angry with the husband and every day quarrel with the husband until her cancer came back. And at that time she realized, not worth it. Because of my husband, I almost got killed myself because of this cancer. So she gave up her husband. You want another woman, go ahead. I have to take care of my health. So from time onward, she never get angry with her husband, and slowly her cancer get cured. Therefore, if we get angry very often, we hurt our health very badly. Secondly, anger causes very bad relationship with others. Thirdly, you reflect the danger of anger. Anger invite danger onto yourself. Here I would like to tell my story. Long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, at that time, I was in Burma. I have a dispute with my fellow nun. I'm a very rational person, and she's a very emotional person. That's why we cannot come to agreement. So finally, quarrel with each other. Not the bad quarrel, just disagreement. So I get very annoyed by people's emotional, because I'm a rational person. So when I get very annoyed by people's emotion, so the mind is a little bit annoyed. So when I walk back to my kuti, I pass through a gate, back gate. So at that time, there was a dog lying there. So when I pass by, the dog suddenly jumped up and attacked me. Then I fell down. I fell down and the dog quickly ran away. At that time, I cannot understand. The dog had been lying there for many days already. Not even a day the dog attacked me like today. Why the dog attacked me today? I cannot understand until many years later. when I know the how the mind work, I start to understand because that day I got anger. I walk back home with anger. So the anger can radiate very unwholesome energy to the surrounding. So when the mind is associated with anger, the anger radiates unwholesome energy, we call destructive energy. And the dog senses it. The dog, the animal is very sensitive towards energy one, much more sensitive compared with human. So the dog feel that this nun, no, radiate destructive energy, she might attack me. Why not I attack her first? Self-protection, ma. The dog think he need to protect himself. So he attack me first, then quickly run away. So you see the anger. I'm not very, very angry, you know. Just annoyance, but that radiate a destructive energy that invite or attract danger onto myself. This is my real story. This many years later, I start to understand. Therefore, when the mind is associated with anger, we attract unwholesome or we attack danger to fall upon ourselves. This is very important. Please remember. Okay. So once you reflect all these bad consequences of having anger, then you have strong desire to meditate metta. You have strong desire to cultivate loving kindness meditation. So first, reflect the danger of anger first. Okay. Then after that, you think of in this world, because it's very easy for us to cultivate, to have love, metta toward our friend, toward our respectable teacher. But it's very difficult to have metta for our enemy, right? So sometimes when you want to send loving kindness to your enemy, then anger arises. What happened? What to do? So in order to have metta without discrimination, do not discriminate that he is my enemy, he is my teacher, he is my good friend. No, without discrimination, we have to reflect one thing taught by the Buddha. Buddha said, in this world, you cannot find anyone who has not been your father, mother, sister, brothers, wife, husbands, son, and daughter. But how come we cannot remember? How come we cannot remember you have been my son before? You have been my parent before? Why? Because of rebirth. Because of rebirth at different plane of existence. And because of rebirth, we are in the mother's womb for 10 months. How can we remember? If I ask you, last week, Wednesday, lunchtime, what curry do you take? Can you remember? Can or not? Even 1 week cannot remember. You are in a mother's womb for 10 months. How can you remember? Previously, he is my father, he was my son. No, we cannot remember simply because of rebirth. But we believe in what Buddha said. We believe in what Buddha said. In this world, you cannot find anyone who is not your relative before. Even though Devadatta tried to harm Buddha many of his lifetime, he had been Bodhisattva's father. Okay, so first, reflect, before you practice loving kindness meditation, reflect the danger of anger first. Secondly, reflect in this world, all of us are related. We have been sisters and brothers and relatives before. Only then you can have genuine love for others. Okay? Thirdly, you send loving kindness to yourself first. May I be well and happy. May I can remember or not? Later you have to put into practice already. May I be well and happy? Five times or 10 times. May I be free from mental suffering? 10 times. May I be free from mental suffering? You can think of whatever mental suffering you have. Maybe stress. May I be free from stress? May I be free from depression? May I be free from anger? So put that wish into your mind. May I be free from enmity? May I be free from stress? May I be free from mental suffering, jealousy, and so on. Whatever mental suffering you experience most. So send that love to yourself, be free from that. Okay? Secondly, or third, may I be free from physical suffering. If you have some, you know, discomfort in the body, may I be free from shoulder pain, may I be free from stomach ache, may I be free from back pain, may I be free from whatever pain you have in your body. You can do by scanning your body, scan. While scanning the body, at the same time, you add in your mental wish, may I be free from physical suffering. Or after scanning a few times from top of the head down to the sole, you can your attention can stay at any part that you feel discomfort in your body. Then may I be free from this discomfort. Maybe back pain, stomach pain, or headache and so on. Okay? So do it 10 minutes or 15 minutes to your mind and body. Later on, you choose one respectable teacher or friend. But you have to remember two things. It must be same sex. The person you choose, if you are the female, you choose female. If you are the male, man, you choose man. Why? So that the metta will not change to attachment. Okay? Then you should choose a live person, not dead person. Dead person cannot receive your metta. Your metta, as I said before, when you radiate metta, the energy is spreading out. It can spread to the person you send metta. So, but if you choose the dead person, the dead person already dead, his form already changed. So that person is no more exist in the world. Then you wasted your loving kindness meditation, the energy of your metta. Choose a life person. Okay? Then do it for 20 minutes. Or the remaining time. Do yourself for 20 minutes, then the rest, do it for another 20 minutes. If you feel boring, you choose another person, change person. Sometimes one person you feel boring, right? Then you change person. Can choose two or three person. Same thing, may you be free from enmity. So when you send to a respectable friend or teacher, try to sometimes visualize her face, her smiling face. It's very important. Don't visualize her suffering face. If you visualize her suffering face, your metta cannot come on, because at the time only compassion comes, not loving kindness. Loving kindness takes happiness, takes happy person. Compassion takes suffering person. So make sure your object must be correct. It must be happy person. You must visualize her happy existence. And if you to make your metta more powerful, you can think of her good qualities. Then your metta easily come up from your heart. And or something good that he had helped you. Your gratitude towards him or her, or her good quality that can help you to have more metta. Okay? Okay, then the rest you will ask during evening time. We may not have enough time for today. Okay? สาธุ
好，师父啊，各位同修，我来翻译哦，今天师父的开示哦。那今天师父开示的这一个主题哦，在这个三字修是这一个慈心禅嘛。当然师父说大家也可以继续修，假如你修这个阿那巴那萨帝哦，这个安般念。你们也可以继续修这个入处习惯这个是很重要的修习师父说这个是我们每一天都要修习的，这个是我们的基本要修行的它非常重要的一个修行这个修行的方法是这个安般念那大家可以继续修，但是在这几天师父会教导我们的是这个慈心禅那慈心禅慈心在巴利叫这个metta 这个字本身呢是带有这个柔和柔软的意思就好像这个满月就是那个月亮圆满的这个样子它是这个非常纯洁这个月光是非常柔和的它也具有这个友善的这个意思就好像我们遇到我们的好朋友，我们很喜欢和我们的好朋友在一起，是因为我们的好朋友为我们带来快乐。那这个慈心也是一样假如我们有慈心的话，我们就会感到这个快乐那慈心也带有这个友好就是对自己跟对别人，我们都有一颗很真诚的心希望自己能够得到真正的这个幸福和快乐这个就是慈心的这个意思所以慈心是真心的希望，真诚的希望我们自己跟别人都能够得到幸福和快乐，能够远离这个身体和这个内心的种种痛苦那一般上我们可能会混淆就是这一个慈心跟世间的这一种爱我们世间也有这个所谓的爱对我们的这个家人我们的伴侣，我们的兄弟姐妹朋友，我们都可能会有这个爱，可是它跟这个慈心这个metta是有差别的，所以我们首先要分别这个慈心跟世间的爱它有什么样的这个差别那世间的爱一般是有这个带有这个控制欲带有这个执着，带有这个缠缚的就是我们爱一个人，我们一般都希望说他能够照着我们的意愿去让我们去爱那当他们痛苦的时候，当他们受伤的时候，我们因为这个执着，我们不是这个真心的爱，我们也会跟着他们一起痛苦那这个就是世间的爱，但是这个而且这个世间爱它是有分别性的我们只对跟我们有关系的人会有这个爱但是慈心呢，在慈心是没有这个分别性的，它对一切的这个众生是平等看待的不管它是不是我们所认识的，他是跟我们是不是同样的这个种族，甚至是动物等等我们都对他们有这个平等的这个爱他不带有这个执着也不会祈求我们所爱的这个对象给我们任何的这个回报这个就是慈心跟世间的爱的一个特质那一般上 我们假如要修这个慈心的话，我们会从这个我们所尊敬的这个老师或朋友开始哈，我们是不会从这个这个我们的这个我们所爱的这个亲人啊或者朋友开始，因为这个亲人跟朋友啊，他跟这个世间的爱非常相近啊，他会为我们带来这个执着，所以我们是不会从这个我们所爱世间所爱的这个对象开始修这个慈心啊，也就是这个道理。那慈心也有他的这个敌人哦，那他的敌人就是这个嗔恚哦，啊生气哦。那这个嗔恚或者生气，它的特性是带有这个燃烧、毁灭哦，这个讨厌跟人对立哦，不快乐的这个特质哦，它的特性就是如此。那慈心啊，反过来哦，它跟这个嗔恨是完全相反的哦，它带有这个快乐、喜悦，这个疗愈哦，这个非常平静，这样的一种非常清凉的这一种特质哈，刚刚好跟之前所说的那个嗔恨的这个特质是完全相反过来的哈。所以那一些有很强烈的这个嗔心的人呢，佛陀说啊，他应该要修这个慈心禅哦。那在修慈心禅之前呢，我们先要了解这个慈心禅所能够带来的这个利益哦。假如没有这个利益呢，啊，一般人是没有这个推动力，想要去修这个慈心禅的。所以修慈心禅的第一个利益就是我们在起身，每一天起身的时候，早上起身的时候，我们会非常快乐。然后我们在睡觉临睡之前，我们也会感到很快乐哦。现代的人啊，师父说是非常非常难就是很快乐的入眠的，因为我们有各式各样的这个压力跟这个内心的焦虑等等哦，其实是很难的。但是修慈心禅它就有这一个非常好的这个利益，就是它让我们很快乐的入睡，很快乐的醒来，然后中间整个过程啊也不会有这个噩梦哦，所以这个噩梦没有这个噩梦是第三个利益哦。那第四个利益，修持心禅它能够为众人所喜爱哦。当我们修持心禅的时候啊，我们真诚哦，希望自己或者别人能够得到这个快乐跟幸福哦。我们的这个外表啊，看起来也会非常的这个平静的哦，啊，非常的柔和的啊，这样的一种外表啊，它能够为我们其实能够为我们带来很多的这个成功跟很好的这个成果了哦，但是这个是要有真的是一份很就是那个心啊是非常。单纯跟真诚的哦，假如我们有这个不好的这个动机啊，这样我们的这个我们的得到的这个结果呢也会减半哦，就或者这个痴心啊，假如带着一种不纯有杂染的这一种动机呢，去希望修这个痴心能够得到好的回报，那这个痴心的这个力量啊也会减半哦。师父举一个例子，就是有一个出家人哦，他修这个慈心禅，然后他在当天修的时候，他去托钵的时候就得到很多的这个供养，然后他想一下哦，就是他觉得说他这个得到很好的这个供养，是因为他有修这个慈心禅哦，所以第二天他就更刻意的更努力的去修这个慈心禅，可是他反而得到更少的这个食物，所以这个修慈心禅假如我们没有一颗真诚的心啊去修的话，他是不会得到相应的这个回报的。那修慈心禅它也会对我们的这个持戒 很有帮助哦，因为此心是一种善心所，就是它的整个状况，这个修这个此心，它会让我们的心处于一种非常善的一种状态哦。那我们的这个，我们的一切的这个造作啊，不管是生的这个造作哦，或者这个说话哦。这个乙的这个造作，它都跟我们的这个心念有关系哈，都是，我们的这个心作为一个出发点哦，所以有慈心的人，他会很容易守这个五戒哦，因为他保有这个善心的话，他就不会去杀害众生，譬如说他不会去偷盗啊，他不会去犯这个邪淫去伤害身边的人哦，所以这个慈心啊。它也是一种善心哦，它能够净化我们的这个身业跟这个意业哦，也就是这个戒哦。那第六个利益哦，修持心禅，师父说，我们能够得到这个天人的这个保护哦。那师父有很多的例子哦，那他就举有一次，他师父到这个纽约，弘法的时候，那刚好是冬天哦，那住在一位护持者的家。那第二天早上，一般上师父会吃完早餐过后会出外散步了哦。那他出门的时候就忘记了哦，去问那个护持者他的那个家的地址哦是什么，那个门牌号码是什么？他就在外面走啊走。走了大概一个小时哦，那因为冬天下雪哦，那周围一片白茫茫，所以他也不知道怎么回去啊，原本的他住的地方了。那刚好那个时候他也非常的这个累了哦，他不能走了，他站也不是，因为天气非常冷，所以他也不晓得该怎么做。那最后师父就接受啊，就起一个念头说，假如我的寿命就到今天，那就让我今天就死去吧。但是假如我的寿命还没有到时间完结的话，那我就不会死。他就接受了当下的这个状况哦，他就心就平稳了下来哦。那突然间有一辆车就在他的身边经过，就是那一位师父住在那一个护持者的家的那一位居士哦，就出现了哦。他也不是特地来找师父啊，就是刚好他要送他女儿去学校，就经过就看到师父在这边哦，所以师父觉得哦，是因为这个他有修这个慈心，可能是这个天人哦告诉这个护持者啊，来，师父在那一边，所以他刚好经过，就因为这样哈得到这个天人的这个保护。那有一次啊，另外一个例子也是在发生在这个师父的疗房哈，就是有发生这个火灾了哦。那其实是相当危险，可是那个时候师父也安然度过这个危机了哈，所以。慈心是的确能够得到这个天人的保护的。那第七个利益是不会被毒药和这个武器所伤害哦。然后修这个慈心，它也能够让我们得到这个禅定哦，因为慈心禅本来就是禅修的其中一个方法了哦。那这个慈心禅能够让我们在临死之前呢，假如我们有修这个慈心禅，它能够让我们去到这个梵天，或者去到这个有好福报的这个人道，或者这个天人的这个去处哦。那要怎么修习？迦叶师父开始说要怎么修习这一个慈心禅。那第一个步骤是我们必须先去思维哦，这个。嗔恨哦，这个生气的这个危险哦，那它第一个危险就是会为我们带来这个不好的这个，会影响我们的健康哦。假如我们有很多这个嗔恨的心，那师父举一个例子，就是他在加拿大有位学生，他本来有这个 癌症哈，那过后她发现她的丈夫有外遇，她就时常跟她的这个丈夫有很大的这个争执啊，然后就这个这些争执啊，这些争吵啊等等呢，这些不愉快呢，让她的这个癌症呢又再次复发哈，最后他想到说哈，其实这样很不值得，为了这样的事，所以他就放下他的这个丈夫哦，然后他觉得他决定哦，要好好的照顾好他自己哦，啊，不要跟这个丈夫有太多这个纠缠啊，所以他就告诉自己哦，不要有太多的这个嗔心，那过后他的这个癌症呢也得到这个痊愈哈。那第二个过患呢这个嗔心的这个过患呢，它会导致我们跟别人的关系变得不好哦。另外这个第三个过患，这个嗔心呢也会让我们自己带来危险哦。那师父以他自己的一个例子，就是20年前他在缅甸的时候，他是有一次跟他的这个善友哈，也是一位出家人哈，有了这个有了一些争执哈。那因为师父是一个理性的人，所以他很不能接受一些就是情绪化的人跟他有这个不同的意见啊哈。他非常被这个情绪所干扰哈，这个情绪化的这种事情所干扰。那他就在过后呢，他就带着这样的一颗心啊，他就在走回他自己的这个疗房的时候，经过一个门呢，哦，那有一只狗是躺在那一边哦，那一只狗是一直都有躺在那边，都没什么反应的。可是那一天呢，他就突然间跳起来哦，就去攻击师父，让师父也跌倒了。那师父也很纳闷哦，很奇怪，为什么那一只狗为什么会突然间攻击他？那很多年以后，师父想起这件事啊，他就觉得说哈，就是因为他那一天啊，即使没有很大的这个嗔心了哦，在就是跟人争执过后，那一天他其实没有很大的嗔心，可是因为这个嗔心啊，它本身就会散发一种不善的一种负面，或者带有这个毁灭性的这一种能量啊，它就会导致哦，那一只狗以为师父啊，因为这个能量以为师父要攻击它，所以它为了保护自己，它先去攻击这个师父哦，所以这个嗔心啊，它的确是会为我们带来很不好哦，这个毁灭性的这个能量哦，这个是嗔心嗔恨的这个过患哦，那。一般上我们在思维这一个嗔心的危险过后呢，我们就会有更强的这个意愿啊，想要去修这个慈心哦。那这个慈心禅哦，一般上当然我们是先开始要开始修，是从这个我们所尊敬的老师或者这个朋友开始然后我们很难哦，这散发这一个慈心给我们的敌人哦，因为一般我们都有这一个分别心了。那师父在这边说，我们要相信佛陀所说的哦，就是这个佛陀有说过，在这个世界呢，每一个人哦，没有任何一个人啊是不曾经成为我们的这一个亲人或者好朋友的。就是每一个人他都曾经是我们的这个亲人或者好朋友，只是我们现在忘记了，因为这个轮回，因为这个再生的关系，我们的这个记忆力是短暂的，即使是上个星期三所发生的事情我们都已经不记得了，更何况是前世很久以前所发生的事情。但是我们对佛陀所说的话要有信心了，因为佛陀就是告诉我们这个所有的这个众生啊，都曾经是我们的父母或者亲人。那即使是这个提婆达多哦，就是 佛陀在世的时候，提婆达多曾经多次的伤害佛陀，可是他在很多世的以前呢、啊，他都曾经是，佛陀在做菩萨的时候的这个父亲来的。那第三点哦，就是如何修这个慈心。那它的步骤啊，在修慈心的时候，我们必须先向我们自己哦散发这个慈心哦。我们可以这样散发，就是愿我自己，愿我幸福和快乐，愿我能够远离这个内心的痛苦，愿我远离身体的痛苦，就是愿我幸福和快乐，愿我远离内心的痛苦，愿我远离身体的痛苦。那我们可以就是稍微思考一下我们的内心的痛苦，现在内心的痛苦最大的痛苦是什么？是嫉妒，是生气，还是嫉妒等等的这一些痛苦哦，我们希望能够远离这一方面的痛苦。那当我们散发慈心给我们的身体的时候，我们也可以用一个方法，就是我们扫描我们的这个身体哦，就看我们的身体哪一个部位有这个不舒服的地方，我们就散发慈心。给这个地方哦，希望这个部位呢能够远离这个痛苦。所以看看我们身体哪一个部位在经验这个最大的痛苦过后，我们可以选择哦一两个部位，就是就散发慈心给这个身体非常比较不舒服、比较痛苦的这个部位哦。那这样修的时间呢就是这样为自己散发慈心，为别人散发慈心的这个时间呢，是就是从自己开始的话可以用这个20分钟哦来修这个慈心。那前面我们可以用20分钟来没有，就是这个是用20分钟，接下去在散发慈心给自己过后呢，我们可以散发慈心给我们所尊敬的这个老师跟或者好朋友啊。但是我们要注意，就是这个对象呢是不能够跟我们同样的这个性别的哈，就是男性就只能散发慈心给这个男性，女性给女性哦，因为这个不同的性别哦，会为我们带来这个执着跟杂染。那他必须这个对象哦，我们散发慈心给别人，他的对象必须是活人，而不是这个死人哦，因为死人不能够接受到我们这个慈心哦。那这样对别人散发这个慈心，我们也可以用这个20分钟的时间哦。那个对象哦，他未必是要固定在同一个人，我们可以选择2到3个人来作为这个我们修慈心的这个对象。那我们在修这个慈心禅，就是散发慈心给别人的时候，我们必须想象，我们脑海中必须浮现的是他的这个带有这个微笑的这个脸哦，不是这个痛苦的脸。因为这个痛苦的脸是主要是如果我们要修这个悲心禅哦，悲心才要起的这个相啊哦。那这个慈心禅的相呢，要起的是这个快乐的人的这个相，所以要起他这个微笑的这个脸哦。那为了更容易让我们升起这个对别人升起这个慈心，我们也可以去思维哦，这一个人的这个好处哦，这一个人的这个优点，这一个人的善的这一些地方，这样呢，也可以思维说他这一个人啊，或许曾经帮助过我们哦，那这样的话，我们就比较容易升起这个慈心哦，对别人。那师父的这。今天早上的开始就是到这一边了。
Still got 5 minutes more. Any question about your about the practice of loving kindness meditation? Yes. Yeah. Hmm.那个给别人也是可以继续的，二十分钟给自己剩的时间都是给尊敬的老师或者尊敬的朋友。嗯，那如果觉得做到，哎呀，因为你一偶尔做，一直要回想他的笑容啊，他的品德啊，哈。那如果你觉得有做到很闲了，哎，你可以换一个人。不会时常这样的，可以啦，可以，嗯，啊，因为你一个人做久一点，他目的是要拿到定力嘛。如果你换了很多人的话，那个可能定力就比较难了。啊，一个人做久一点，定力就比较快升起来。嗯 ，So if you focus on one person, respectable teacher or friend, then easily to arouse concentration.If you keep changing, then the concentration not so stable. Mm. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 要默念，但是不要太机械式的默念哦，你就会觉得很多人讲说修慈心啊，慈心生不起，因为它很机械的啊。愿你快乐，愿你平安，就好像在念，所以没有慈心。你要真正的发自内心的。所以为什么第一个要选你尊敬的人，因为你很容易就发起啊。如果第一个让你选中立的人，一个跟你没有什么来往的啊，你很难发起那个慈心，就变成很机械了。所以选一个你很容易升起慈心的人，你就慈心就升得很快。那所以选对象也很重要哈。就像你结婚选对象也是很重要啊，不可以随便乱选错就糟糕了。然后你就发的时候尽量真心的啊，你看你的真的心内心生出来那个慈心，希望他平安，希望他没有痛苦，没有身体的痛苦，没有精神上的痛苦。然后你自己要快乐哈，慈心的你送了过后，你自己会觉得很快乐，自己也很快乐。这个就是 immediate result 啊！你不要送到自己也不快乐，那你的慈心是修错了的。别人快乐你不快乐，那是不可能的事情啊！就是你送给那个人，那个人也可以 feel 到你的慈心的啊啊！特别去送给生病的人，有时候啊，我们家人啊生病啊，还是说朋友生病啊，用慈心啊，那个人可以舒缓他们的病痛的。所以你送的时候你自己要微笑一下哈，不要板着脸哈，板着脸送慈心是不能成功的哈。OK， 还有吗？走禅也是哈，一边走啊，你走禅也是一样的，一边走是愿我平安，愿我没有身体，所以你不用走得很慢没有关系啊，你要慢也可以，慢就比较可以收摄你的心。If you walk slowly, you can concentrate better. But when you walk the time, you say, may I be well and happy, may I free from mental suffering, don't care the step. 不用管那个脚步的。我讲英文，你讲中文，不然我搞不定。So when you walk, you just wish yourself, may I be well and happy, may I be free from mental suffering, may I be free from physical suffering.May I take care of myself happily? So whatever wish you want to yourself while walking. Then after about 20 minutes, then go back to the person you have already chosen, the respectable person. May she. So you can forget your step, but visualize a little bit her smiling face. May she or he be...well and happy, free from mental suffering, free from physical suffering. Exactly what you do during sitting. The difference is one is walking, one is sitting. But the way you read it, loving kindness is the same. 不然等一下到走禅的时候呢，哎呦，我怎么修啊？不会修了。OK, 来，奇异你翻译一下。
Hello.
啊，师父是说，修这个行禅的时候，也可以散发这个慈心哦，就是20分钟先散发慈心给自己哦。方法是跟这个坐着的时候是一样的哦。我们先散发慈心给自己20分钟，愿自己幸福和快乐哦，远离内心跟身体的痛苦。然后20分钟过后，我们就可以散发慈心给别人。就是我们所尊敬的人或者我们的朋友，也是20分钟，方法是一样，这个散发慈心的方法是一样，只是一个姿势是坐，一个姿势是走。
Okay. So if you want, just now I mentioned that we radiate metta to the same sex. So if you want to do one person for very long, because when we do metta, we also can attain deep concentration, right? So in order to attain deep concentration, you have to take one object, for example, a respectable person, for many days, sometimes even month. So...If you take it's different sex, the man, so you keep looking at this man for day and month, it become attachment. But if for short time, for example, you want to send only 10 minutes to different sex, then it's okay. You yourself will not develop strong attachment. But if you have to send a same man, if let's say you are a female, you want to send metta to a man for days, month, year, and then become attachment. For this reason, for short term, okay. You can send to different opposite sex, can. But to take it for very, very long term, it is not advisable.
是不是说一般这个慈心禅的对我们要散发这个慈心给这个对象要得到这个禅定的话呢一般我们要修很长的时间所以可以是很多天很多个月很多年那如果这个是同不同这个不同性的话它会产生很一种执着这个就不好可是假如我们只是很短的时间散发慈心给这个不同性别的这个对象呢那一个是还可以接受的
Okay, I think time for offering food to the Buddha already.